Hello and welcome to the 14sandwiches.com podcast, episode 1. My name's Martin Bryant. If you've never visited 14sandwiches.com, let me tell you a bit about us. We're a technology, media, music party for your brain. That means we cover everything from the new Facebook design and the future of journalism to why The Wire will probably never appear on terrestrial TV in the UK and why it might not be a bad thing if the Large Hadron Collider sucks the whole world into a black hole. But that's not everything. We love music too, and the chance to think about the future of the music industry. So, when I got a chance to interview UK hip-hop's brightest hope, Sway, I jumped at the chance. In his short career, Sway has beaten 50 Cent to a Mobo Award, has been nominated for the Mercury Music Prize, and is about to release his second album, The Signature LP, on the 6th of October. As an artist who's fiercely independent and has come a long way without the backing of a major label, or any label in fact, I wanted to find out if he felt he'd be able to continue progressing without that label support, and why he's just signed to Akon's Convict label outside of Europe. As we sat in the foyer of the Hilton Hotel in Manchester, I started by asking him how he was finding the city.
Nice, man. I've always, I've always had fun when I've come out to Manchester. It's probably like my 11th time, you know what I mean? So I've been here quite a lot of times, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's just another home for me, man.
Excellent. So your new single, Saturday Night Hustle, and that's a collaboration with Lamar. How did that come about?
Well, basically, Lamar's a North London boy, just like myself. We've been, you know, seeing each other about on the music scene for a while. Always had a mutual respect for each other. And it wasn't until, you know, about maybe a year and a half ago, Lamar asked me as a special guest onto one of his shows in Birmingham and also another one in London. Then he asked me to feature on one of his artists, a guy called Sean Antley, very talented individual, do a verse on one of his tracks to help launch him. And after, you know, when I was doing this album, I had this track that I had from my previous album that didn't make it because I wasn't ready to push it. And I didn't feel like that was the right sound. That it was, you know, it was a cover of the Alexandra O'Neal and Sherelle track. And I thought, who better to draw for than, you know, the soul and R&B's number one in the UK. So I asked Lamar if he'd do it. You know, we built up a good rapport with him, and he took heed to it, and then he done the track, recorded it. One thing that was really good about recording the track with Lamar was, although I'm an independent artist and he's on a major label, you know, it was totally between me and Lamar. You know what I mean? It was like we were making the calls. Me, Terry and Lamar and my people were involved. There was no management, no record labels. We done it. And the first time either his company or my company had heard about the record, it was already on radio. So, you know what I mean? We really took our career into our own hands and pushed it as our own personal project.
The song, as you say, is a revamp of an Alexandra O'Neal song. He's kind of a forgotten artist these days. Not a lot of people say much about him. Is he somebody that we should be listening to again?
Definitely. Alexandra O'Neal is definitely one of the greats. You know what I mean? He's got a lot of big hits, a lot of big records in the past. Obviously, he's doing a lot of stuff right now to try and get his whole hype up in the media. He's done the Wife Swap program, and you know, he's in London quite a lot, collaborating with different artists in London and doing shows here and there. But he's definitely, you know, sometimes what happens with a lot of the older guys is sometimes maybe, you know, like real life situations catch up with them. Like they might get into a situation which is not so respectable, like, you know, maybe in, like get a drug habit or something, and all of a sudden their whole image is tarnished and people forget about what it is that put them in that position and what drove them to be that way in the first place. And so, I mean, someone like Alexandra O'Neal shouldn't be overlooked.
Okay. Now, your new album, The Signature, what's your favourite track on there?
I don't have a favourite track on my new album. The reason being is that my album's like my children, you know what I mean? Like, each track is got its good points. You know what I mean? It's got its positive points and different things I relate to. So one day it might be, you know, Saturday Night Hustle featuring Lamar. The next day it might be Say It Twice, and then the next day it might be F Your Ex, and the next day it might be Silver and Gold featuring Akon. But it's like, you know, it rotates. And I mean, they're all my babies. I'm proud of all of them, hence the reason they all made the album.
Okay, you mentioned Akon there. You've just signed to Akon's label for outside Europe. Yeah, and so how did that come about?
Well, basically, me and Akon have been friends for a while now. You know what I mean? Like, veering onto a year and a half, to about 2 years now. And what happened with that is a DJ called Semtex had a mixtape called Crunk and Grime. I featured on the mixtape along with other artists like Dizzy and Kano and a few other people were on the mixtape. And the mixtape was played to Akon in the Bahamas, and I actually rapped over one of Akon's beats, a track called Soul Survivor he had with Young Jeezy, and he loved the freestyle so much. So Semtex came back to me and was like, Akon's really feeling your stuff. But at that point I had such a hype street buzz, everybody was kind of like feeling my stuff, and I just felt like sometimes a lot of the Americans come over and they just find out who's the hottest and they just say it, the names, just to be cool. You know what I mean? And I didn't really take no heed to it until I went to Ghana and Akon was performing there, and someone who I knew had introduced me to him, like, yo, Akon, this is Sway. And he was like Sway as in Sway from London. And I was kind of chuffed that he remembered, and he remembered the fact that I freestyled. He's like, you know what, we need to do something, we need to work, blah, blah, I'm building my empire, I want you to be a part of it. Thought, fair enough, we stayed in contact, met him up a few places, different countries. We went to the World Cup together, me, him and Trevor Nelson. Went there for MTV, watched games together, supported Africa together, because we're both West Africans, and, you know, we both have that in common, and as well as the music, the style of music we're into and influenced by. And then it wasn't till like the last 8 months, like last year, I flew out to Canada to work on an album with a guy called Amon Tobin called The Two Fingers Project. And Akon was in Canada as well, so he was like, why don't you fly down to from Montreal to Toronto, and, you know, let's talk. So we went over, we talked more, and then it started getting more and more serious. And then within the last 6 months, while I've been recording this album, we've been looking for American deals. Like, we spoke to Koch, we spoke to Universal, we spoke to so many different people. And then Akon's been kind of like, you know, putting in a good word for us here and there. I've collaborated with a lot of Americans, and he's seen that my work rate is really high. And so more recently, he was touring North America with Sean Paul and Wyclef, and he was like, you know what, if we need to do this track for your album, why don't you fly out to Canada, we'll do it on my tour bus, I've got a studio on my tour bus. And I was like, alright, see how serious I am. I was out within 3 days. I was out in Canada at their hotel waiting for them. They got me a room, they looked after me and everything, and then we just got on the tour bus, recorded a track, I flew back, and then it was the nightmare of the paperwork that has to be done in between. And, you know, during the paperwork, it was like, you know, Akon was like, you know, while we're at it with the lawyers and everything like that, why don't we just do the deal now? You know what I mean? And it's kind of caught me by surprise, caught my whole team by surprise, that we were actually going to do the deal that we were talking about for ages. Sent me through the deal memo. We looked through it, magnifying glass, of course. You know, we signed it, and now we're officially signed to Convict in the States.
Fantastic. And just one more question. I don't want to keep you too long. You're very much an independent artist, certainly within the UK, and you're very famous for that, and you've had a lot of success on your own terms. Would you ever consider signing to a major label?
Well, it depends, man, if it feels right. I mean, I'm all about going with the feeling, you know what I mean? I'll never say never, you know what I mean? Because that'd be silly. At the end of the day, a lot of the major labels right now are coming down to independent level. They've just got more money and they've got that template. I mean, one thing I found difficult, especially with this new album campaign, is that, you see, when you listen to the musical quality of the album, the signature LP, my new album, we've stepped it up. You know what I mean? Like, as far as I'm concerned, man, it can stand up there with any pop record that is out there right now, any R&B record. I mean, I've got a 22-piece orchestra on the album. You know what I mean? The album features people from Akon to Lamar to Coco Sumner, who's actually Sting's daughter. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just the production level, you know what I mean? There's like 34 musicians in total. So, you know, musically, it's all good. But sometimes the templates of major labels, like, you might not get a radio playlist straight away because, you know, they don't know what you're capable of doing, and they don't want to be seen to be supporting something that's not the winning horse, you know what I mean? Whereas when it gets delivered by a major label, they know that they've got the formula locked, so they're more likely to support. So we do come against these barriers quite a lot of the time, and these are barriers that I want to definitely obliterate in the next few months to come with this album campaign, and hopefully we will. But if in the future it means I'm having to join forces with a major to get over these barriers, why not? You know what I mean? Like, the album is important to me, my music is important to me, and what's more important than me just saying I'm an independent artist is getting my music to as many people as possible. If I can do that being independent, that's great. You know what I mean? But if I have to join forces with a major to take it to the next level, I'm not in adverse to doing that. You know what I mean? Like, so and to be honest with you, I've worked with a lot of artists on majors. You know what I mean? Most of the collaborations I've done have been with artists on majors. So they're not evil people, you know what I mean? Like, they're doing well for the artists I'm working with. I mean, I'm on the new Kaiser Chiefs album. You know what I mean? They're signed to a major. I was on Jamelia's last album. She's signed to a major. I worked with Craig David. Signed to a major. The list goes on. I could go. Ian Brown, signed to a major. Like, you know what I mean? And these are all records that I've had come out on majors. So, nah, they're not evil people. But right now, I'm happy where I'm at.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Sway. And we wish you all the best for your new album.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for the first podcast. I'll be back soon with more interviews with interesting people from the worlds of technology, media and music, so do make sure you subscribe to the podcast. In the meantime, keep reading 14sandwiches.com. That's all for now though. I'm Martin Bryant. Goodbye.